And secondly, they're eager to get started on the ground station and they want to start building. And they want physical details because, and they also got to put in the terminal in Hangzhou for you. And Walter says he's, the trouble is they're treating him so well now that he's going to gain 10 pounds. They're stuffing him as if he were a peeking duck.
Sure.
I think they appreciate, actually, this India-Pakistan thing, if we play it cleverly. We won't lose the Indians because there's nothing to lose there. I mean, they haven't done a goddamn thing for us.
Oh.
And
I was noticing another story. I think that Coleman thinks there's some sort of campaign probably by author.
Against Connolly?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like books about speech. I didn't like speech about speech in there at all. Never didn't discuss the goddess.
Well, there's a story then this morning. There's a Kraft article saying that Connolly has been bridled. I talked to Connolly this morning on the Italian thing where I think we can get away with it. Their presidential election won't be open till December 29th. Then the government has to resign. So they don't want an invitation now. So we are in the best position we can say we extended it.
You reassured him on the articles?
I reassured him. He says he thinks it comes from Peterson and the Fed.
I think Peterson would be one.
And now,
if I ever found out it was Peterson, I would be in the cabinet position.
And
I really would have thrown my
Well, you see, what of course happens is, I mean,
we left Peterson out, that's what he says.
Yeah. So Peterson, say Peterson is at a dinner party, he may just emote a little about how bad the situation is.
Yeah.
I mean, I get people saying how that Peterson, Schultz, Burns, and Connolly are managing the economic thing. They don't even mention me, which is fine, I don't want to be mentioned.
Well, that's the line. My only concern here is Connolly. I don't give a damn about their saying that we're doing this and that and the other thing, but I will not have any history on him. Because he is a very sensitive man. He thinks the White House is going to join him. He's a goddamn man.
Yeah, of course, what I think is happening, Mr. President, is that it's people who are trying to knock him off for the vice presidential possibility.
Press.
And are trying to in the press and are trying to discredit him because
so it's learning for everything it can.
Because I haven't first of all, our real problem has been Schultz, not Connolly in the last 2 weeks. Connolly is doing exactly
you precise when I spoke out. You see what he did? Went to Brookings. Precise left went to Brookings now. Schultz, the son of a bitch, was always with them all the time.
Mr. President.
Rogers is trying to sell out some bitch to me. You understand? You're nice. Joe, when I met him, he was up there.
Yost is another one of these sons of bitches.
Precise. Everybody's a wonderful, best horse service officer in the world, brilliant, etc. Goddamn, not loyal. Now, Brookings is simply an adjunct for the Democratic National Committee, and they always are.
On the left wing of it, too.
Yes. They don't all the time. Between elections, they try to put on some degree of, like Simon was there for quite a bit between elections. But in election period, they're all out of the Democrat.
Yeah.
All out.
I didn't realize precisely. And
this morning.
That interesting.
We didn't expect it, but I'm not going to have the Connolly thing. God damn, I'm not going to have that piss on him. In your background today, if that thing comes up, I would volunteer the information that the gentleman speaking about that, speaking on the record, that I perfectly honest with all of us in the mind, the most totally, that he was at all meetings, the most totally false stories are those indicated that Secretary Connolly has been bribed and Secretary Connolly has been canceled. And I just do it, I just knock it out.
Well, I talked to Connolly on the phone this morning. This sentence we didn't agree on, but I told him I'm giving a background. I may be out. asked about it. What should I say? And what he asked me to say is exactly, with just a slight, you know, difference in language, what I would have said. I mentioned this only to indicate that we are in total agreement. So I'm going to use his precise language. And I'll add the phrase, I'll say that all this talk about disagreements between the White House and the Secretary of Treasury are totally wrong.
Well, as a matter of fact, the President considers the Secretary of Treasury to use top economic, he's the top economic advisor, whatever you want to call it, in the administration. And that's it. He's above everything. They say, what about Schultz? Well, he thought he's one. And see, here yesterday, right? Connell has been the one that has the whole picture. He's the one in the war and domestic stuff. This kind of story is totally without knowledge.
And everything that's being done in the field is not only done with the concurrence, but at the recommendation of the Secretary of
Defense. Recommendation that these things have worked out in this approach. It's just one of those, you have to constantly do it. It's, they're scared of the economy, they don't like it.
You see, Mr. President,
they like to drive him off. What they like to do is to get him suspicious, which he could be in the White House staff, and quit him out.
See, they know we've got it licked.
Yeah.
See, they know that by the end of January we're going to have an agreement.
Well, too, they know that Bob Cummings is a powerful man. A great asset to us, and they like to drive Bob.
Exactly.
Very popular.
This is a consistently...
I'll just be a second.
It's a consistently hostile press. That is... determined to piss on everything we do.
Yeah.
I think it came out fine. I took another ride today. And that's one thing. I hate to keep harping on it. I mentioned it to Mitchell yesterday, and he said I should raise it, and he'll raise it. Rajat had now scheduled a meeting on Mideast policy with a large group of congressmen and senators tomorrow. And there's just no way we can keep him from blowing the whole goddamn thing. And the tragedy is, after getting us into a needless confrontation with the Israelis, he's not going to collapse on us. If he were tough, I mean, as long as he's civilian, they'll hate him anyway. If he could stay tough, then you could sell the goddamn thing for your Russian ploy. If he gives the planes away on Wednesday, we've got nothing to deal with them on the other thing.
Getting the delay in Black Garcia.
Well, if you agree, I think, Mitchell, you ought not to get into that.
I don't want to.
It's not worthy of you. It's the real problem is that the President of the United States shouldn't have to do that.
That's right.
If you agree, I'll get Mitchell to call him and say, now look, we want you to shut up on this.
And do it right after the meeting. Let's have the meeting and get the... and then he can read them all.
Yeah, but then it's explaining your policy.
Before he starts, it will hold. The should come in there, so goddamn four beans.
And what is your... You ought to be the man. First of all, it is true. They would never have moved in the State Department without you.
Well, the first point is that we have allowed, and that's our attorney's not been given this whole strength here. And I have sort of held back and held it through his hands. But now that things got here, he can't step in and turn around and be a good guy. I think much of this might say be damn useful if the official, these congressmen blow.
They'll leak it.
Well, they'll blow the mayor and the D deals blow the blue. It's not going to be good. They have us deal with the crap out of the mayor. I think we're going to give them the money.
Okay.
I think much will be going to do it.
Certainly.
Now, Rocker's read, I'm sure, that the wire from Barker.
He may even have asked Papa to send the wire.
Get the credit for this.
It shows a mentality, Mr. President, that is almost inconceivable. Let me get Mitchell. I'll join you in a minute.